We are learning with Sechas Yom Adav Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, two lines from the top, Tanya Kavaseid Rav Shila. We had a machlokes, Rav Shila and Rav, what Kriyas Hageva means, because it says that on a regular day, Trumas HaDeshen was done around Kriyas Hageva time, a little bit before, a little bit after. As a machlokes, Kriyas Hageva, what does it mean? According to Rav, it means when Gvini Cruz, when the announcer who woke everyone up, Ta'avoydus Hashem, Ta'avoydus Nebez Mikdash, around the time when he announced. According to Rav Shila, it was the time of the rooster, when the rooster crows. So we brought a raya to Rav, we have a Mishnah that says Gvini Cruz, and now we're going to have a raya to Rav Shila that it means the time when the rooster crows. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Shila, Hayotzi L'derach, someone who goes out on the road, Koidim Kriyas Hageva, before Kriyas Hageva, Domi B'Roshay, it's like his dam is his own fault. If something happens to him, it's his own fault. He shouldn't go out while it's still dark. And this Kriyas Hageva obviously means when the rooster crows, because on a regular day in a regular person's life, there's no vekar, there's no person waking them up. So therefore, Kriyas Hageva obviously means the time of the rooster. Rav Yeshia Imer Achi Yeshana, until the rooster crows twice. Yeshia Imer Achi Yeshal, some say until three times. Ve'ezetarnigo, what type of rooster? Amri, Bertarnigal Bendi, by a mid-sized Tarnigal, not too young, not too old, because this type of, or it means, a Tarnigal Bendi means really, it's with a different Tarnigal, wake up at different times. The roosters crows at different times in the morning, even earlier or later, so it means Bertarnigal Bendi means a Tarnigal who wakes up in an in-between time. That's a Rashi's mashma. She'ina memahar kriyasa v'loy ma'acher. It's not so early and not so late. That's the type of Tarnigal which we are talking about, which is the time when you shouldn't go out early, and that's probably what the Tarnigal in our Mishnah is talking about. Omra Vidom Arat. Now we're going to talk about different nisim that happened in the base of Mikdash. Omra Vidom Arat. V'shash Yisrael Oilul Maregel. V'shash when Klai Yisrael went to be Oilul Regel. Oimdim Tzvufim. They were standing in the Azara, packed in there. U'mishtachavim Revachim. When they did Hashtachava, which means they bowed down, then they had a lot of room. And they stretched until 11 amas behind the Beis HaKapayrus. The way the Beis Mikdash was set up is that in front of the Mizbeach, in front of the Heichel, was the Ezras Yisrael, then came the Ezras Kahanim, then came the Mizbeach, then came 22 amas, then came the Heichel and the Ulam. And then to the sides of both sides of the Heichel was space, and then behind that was 11 amas. So the Yidin spread out until 11 Amos. Obviously, they didn't, in the middle of the Azara, they weren't allowed to go, but they went in the first 11 Amos of Ezra Yisrael, and then they spread around the sides all the way to the back. Now, the Gemara's kasha is that we just said they were tzufim, and when they bowed down, they were avachim. So what does it mean they went down to the 11 Amos behind the Beis HaKapayrus? So it wasn't so revachim, they had to spread out. Ma'ika Amar. What does the Gemara mean by Achas Asri Amma? The Gemara explains like this, Ha'ika Amar. Even though when they were standing, they were so packed that it was packed and they had to go all the way toward 11 amas behind the Beis HaKapayrus, and they were mamas packed like sardines. When they bowed down, they had room to bow down. These are one of the 10 nisim done in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's just speak out some rashis here. First of all, where did they bow down? So Rashi says, they bowed down l'mizrach ha-mizbeach. That means, while they were standing, they were packed so, person to person, touching each other, until 11 amas behind the basic papyrus. But still, Rashi, at the end of Dere Mascha, Hach Kamar says, afilo hachi, kisho yekulo mishtachavim, ba'am l'mizrach ha-mizbeach, came to the east side of the mizbeach, b'soycho ha-azara, u'mishtach me-heichel b'revach. And they bowed in front of the mizbeach, towards the heichel b'revach. So it's even bigger next, how much room they had. Everyone came to the Mizrach and they bowed down. That's number one. Number two is, why? What's the reason why you needed room to bow down? Like, just whatever, let it be a little packed. Why do you need so much space? So Rashi explains, Rashi does Masl Mishtachim Ravachim, a little higher. Rashi says, because Shlo Yishma Ish Vidui Shal Chaveri Shlo Yikolim. So you shouldn't hear the vidui of the friend. You shouldn't hear your friend's vidui. Therefore, they gave room, space, four amas of space. And some say it even means, Beinehem means between the people after the Mishtachavah, there's still four amas space in between. You shouldn't hear. The only problem with that is that it sounds like we're talking about every regal. It starts off, it says, B'shosh Yisrael Oim L'Regel, Oim Tzvuv Mishtachim Ravachim. They say vidui at every regal. So therefore, they're bothered by this Siach Yitzchak and this Rashi, and some say it's only talking about Yom Kippur, but it says Regel. So the Shal, when do you bow down a Regel? It says, so there's a din. Every time you come up to the Mikdash, you have to bow down. Shom Nalev and Erov and Ishtachave. It says Balkaponim. That it means whatever they're asking for Hashem, it should be private. Alkaponim, the Nisimur that they got space to daven to Hashem without even hearing while they bow down, and they were all to Mizrach Hamizbech. They were all to Mizrach Hamizbech. This is one of the Asara Nisim Shem Mikdash that they were standing there packed, and still they had room to be Mishtachave. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah in Avos, Asara Nisim Nasu Beis HaMikdash. There are 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, Lo Yapila Isha Mareach Basar Hektash. The first one was that even though the smell of meat is sometimes very good, and an Isha who is pregnant, a woman who's pregnant, she sometimes get a taiva to eat it, but and that's, if she doesn't get it, she could have a miscarriage, Chas V'Shalom, and that never happened. Lo yapila isha mareach basa hekdash. That's number one. Number two, v'lo yisriach basa hekdash ma'olam. None of the basa ever got spoiled. Sometimes it could sit for ten hours. It's outdoors. We think it's outdoors. It's very, very hot outside. And the basa hekdash never got spoiled. Number three, v'lo nirizvuv basa ha'matavachim. Basa ha'matavachim was a place where they had the tables. There was a lot of blood there, a lot of meat there. And a fly was never there. And that's a siman of the Shechina being sure. There's no flies around. There's a Gemara in Brachas about Elisha that the Isha, who the hostess said that Elisha is an Isha Lekim. And the Gemara says, how did she know? Says she never saw a fly around him. A fly is always a siman that there's no flies that the Shechina is over there. Lanir is Vilbeis Vatach, it's the third nace. The fourth nace, Le'ira Keri Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Keri never happened to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the chiddush is, even though called God of Chaver Yitzur, God of Chaver, especially Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, there's a big Yitzhar that day. It never happened. Le'irik Kerel Yom Kippurim. That was number four. Number five, Le'nimtzah P'sul Ba'Omer. That's number five. That the Omer never got P'sul. The Omer is the carbon of Mincha that they brought from Se'irim. They brought it on the second day of Pesach. And if the halach is that you have to cut it the night before, and the next day you bring the Mincha, and if it was P'sul, so then, so if some shittas, you can't be kaitzer by day. You couldn't do it anymore. Or pshat is a big tircha. Akapanim never became pasul the emer. Number six was never came pasul shtei halechem, which is the thing they brought on, the mincha they brought on shvuas, and they had to bake it before shvuas. If it became pasul, you couldn't bake it on shvuas. And number seven was the lechem apanim, that lechem apanim never became pasul. And if it did, the problem was that on Shabbos they weren't allowed to bake challah, so they wouldn't have more lechem apanim. And Rashi says the table would have been empty, the shulchan would have been empty the whole week. We actually have a Gemara in Shkolim that if it became possible, they kept the old one there the whole week. This Rashi is going through the other sheet there. So that's number seven. Number eight is Oimdim Tzefufim Mishtachim Ravachim. That this is what we had before, that they were packed in and still they were able to bow down with a lot of room. Number nine, Lehizik Nachosh Va'akrev Yerushalayim. That a nachash v'akir, even though it was very common to have scorpions as snakes in Yerushalayim, no one ever got bit from it, Marlo. No one ever got bit from it. None of the early regular ever got bit from a nachash v'akir. No one ever got bichlal in Yerushalayim, ever got bit by a snake or a scorpion. And number 10, li'oma odom l'chaveir, tzar li amokom sholom Yerushalayim. A person never complained to his friend, oh, it's too packed, I have no place to sleep, and no food to eat, that Rashi adds on. No food to eat. They never complained. And the Mepharshim explained that Avada was taka packed. But a person never told his friend, oh, it's too hot over here, because they were all sameach b'chelkai, and they were happy with their life in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the ruach was, the oil was happy, tzefridin, and they didn't complain. Akaponim, these are the 10 nisim. So first of all, what?
That's
a
big
nice. That's a big nice. It shows that the ruach, the oil was the tzefridin, the enough mezainis, everyone was happy, in a good mood. Menucha sedef, so odom l'chaver, it's hardly here, malkav, I have no room, I'm packed, I feel like a sardine. No one ever said that. The Gemara says, Vait, like this. The problem is the Mishnah is, starts off, Asar Nis Nas Beis HaMikdash, and out of the 10, the last two are in Yerushalayim, the Nachash V'Akrev, no snake and scorpion bit anyone, and they had room to sleep. Both of those things were Yerushalayim, the Genisim, not Beis HaMikdash, Nisim. Vait, the Gemara, Kasha, Pasach, B'Mikdash, B'Sayim, B'Yerushalayim. We start off with a Nais that's in the Beis HaMikdash, and we end off with a Nais that's in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, you're right. The 10 Nisim of Mikdash are two other ones besides for these two. Iketarti Achron Nisim. There's two other ones for Mikdash. Two other ones for Mikdash. Tanya, learned in the Braisa. Like we spoke about before, the Beis Hamikdash didn't have a roof. It was open. It was open to all the elements. So when it rained, everyone got wet. But the fire on the Atze HaMarocha, the fire of the Mizbeach, never went out from the rain. No matter how much it was pouring, the fire never went out. That was Nes number 9. And Nes number 10 was, V'oshem HaMarocha, afilu kol ruch ha-shevelim ba'yiz min ha-shevelim ba'yiz, even if it's very windy, ein mazizos. The smoke did not spread out. It went straight up. The Oshem HaMarocha always went beautifully straight up, like a beautiful pillar, and it did not get blown around by the wind. So those are the 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's two in Yerushalayim. Break the Gemara, there's no other Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, Suleka, but Tani Rav Shemaya Bekalbanoi, Bekalmboi, Rav Shemaya from Kalmboi darshaned, that Shivrei Kli Cheres Nevloam Mekoimam. The halacha is that when someone cooks kochim, and a lot of kochim was cooked inside the Beis HaMikdash, because kochim, which means Echatos or Osham, have to be eaten inside the Azara. They have to cook it. And the problem is that the plats get bleeds. So in the Pasuk, in Chumash, it says that you do marika v'shtifa, that on the pots that are metal, you can wash them out. But the klicheres that you're cooking it, that has to be broken. It's a pasuk in Parashat Tzav, klicheres has to be broken. Why? Because you can't do agol on it. You can't kasher the blias. So what do you do with it? You break it. And they used to break it in the Azara. Now, Rashi learns you couldn't take it out of the Azara because it has the blias of hektish in it. So what do you do? If you'll have piles of klicheres, like it'll be a garbage dump, the Azara Chas Hashem. So what happened was it got swallowed by Mekoyma, and that was a nes. Shivrei klicheres nevloam by Mekoyma. That's one extra nes. V'amar Abaye, another extra nes. Moira'a v'noitza, that's the insides of the oif. They used to throw it on the east side of the Mizbeach. That wasn't brought on the Mizbeach. V'disha Mizbeach Apimi, and the ashes from the Mizbeach Apimi, which was where you put the Keteris on it. V'disha Menorah, the ashes from the Menorah, of the wicks from the Menorah. All those things, nevloam by Mekoyma. They're living in the Mekoyma. It's a second ace. There's two naces. First of all, the Cheres of El Mekoyma and Teretz is. And the second ace is that all these Meroyev and Nazi, Vishnu, Mespech, all of Lom Mekoyma. Agav, there's something missing over here. What happened to Trumas Hadesh that they did every day? Wasn't that Nivlom Mekoyma? Some Rishon learned it was not Nivlom Mekoyma. It's not included in this list. The problem is that Rashi on Daf Chof Amar Aleph on top, it says, Dev Nivlom Mekoyma. Rashi was Nivlom Mekoyma. So you have to say it's included in Dishim Mespech Apnimi of a Ta'ara over here. The Tais over here, Tais over here deals with it right here. Tais says, "Pirush Rav Pirush, the word Dishim is Be'ach Chitzoin, ve'ini real Be'er Tam, the Menali Ha'Svarik, Kim Lechoshalei V'Hadihan." It's not included here, so it's Machlekes really Rishonim, which told you Rashi. Tais over here, it's Machlekes Rishonim, Trumas Deshim was swallowed by Mekoyman. Balk upon him, we have a question. We have two more Nisim, so it's 12 in the base of Mikdash. And what? So it's a good question. The Gemara's going to deal with a part of that in a second. But the Teretz says, because one's Kli Cheres Atz Noisar, and the other thing is things that are taken off the Mizbeach and not being put on the Mizbeach. It's a different type of thing, two different type of items. Kli Cheres is because of Blias, it has to be broken, and this is part of the carbon that, or part of something in the Beis HaMikdash that has to be taken out. But the Gemara's going to soon make it into one, you'll see. So we have two extra ones. So the problem is it's 10 when it's 12. And for the Gemara, before we had part of the 10, it probably was bothering you then, it says, Lenim Sapsulva Oimer, Shtei Lechem Lechem Panim. We counted it as 3. That we counted as 1. So now you have an extra 2, stick in, Moira Venoitza and Klicheres. So the Gemara, Psuli plus Hava Chashvinu Bechat, counted as 1. The 3 before, they have Oimer, Shtei Lechem, and Lechem Panim. Apik Trey, you have 2 extra of Ail Trey, you bring in the 2 of Klicheres of Lom Mekoyma and Merav Anoitza. Frank Demari Hachi, if you call all the Psulim one, there's a Blum Namitreava, Cheshvinu Bechad, there's also be 1. Chosula, you're missing 1. So tomorrow I have a 10th one. Ikanami Yachriti. I have a 10th one. Dorma Meshuva Levi, Nez Godlo Hinas of Lechma Ponim, Silukoi Kisiduroi. You put it on Erev Shabbos, you baked it Erev Shabbos actually, you put it on Shabbos, and the next Shabbos you took it off, which was 9 days later, if you count the day of the baking and the day of the taking off, and it was still warm. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Losum Lechem Choyim V'yayim Milachoy. This Pasuk actually is talking about when David HaMelech was running away and from Shaul HaMelech, and he landed up near Shiloh, and he was very, very hungry, and they gave him from Lechem upon him. And it says in the Pasuk, Yitin Leha Koyin Koydesh, Ki Loi Hoyosham Lechem, Kiim Lechem upon him, Hamusar Mufnei Hashem, Losum Lechem Choyim V'yayim Milachoy. The Pasuk says, it was hot bread they gave him. Agav, because of this, Shaul killed out the whole city of Kahanim because he was very upset that they gave David HaMelech the Lechem HaPonim. Al-Kaponim, the 10th day's way was that the Lechem HaPonim was hot. Afraid the Gemara of Asu Lecha, is there no other Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash? Well, Amar Rav Levi, we have a tradition, we have a Seinu, Mokim Ora Inim Namida. The Ori did not take up any space. The Ori, the size of the Kodesh Kodesh was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. The Ori did not take up any space. On both sides of the Ori, if you took a measure, took a tape measure, it was 10 Amos each side. Because the Ori did not take up space, which is Amar Degnes. But Amar Rabbanoi, even more, Amar Shmuel, Keruvim and Ezo Yemdim. The Keruvim in the first place of Mikdash by Shlomo HaMelech were on the floor. Now, the size of the Keruvim on the Ori, there was Keruvim on the floor. And they put that each Keruv was 10 Amos wide with the wingspan. And they put it side by side across the 20 amos of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it was still fit in, even though it didn't take up the body of the Kruv, did not take up any space. That was also one of the Nisim. Kruvim b'nei Yisrael. So the kash is that we have another Nes that we don't count. The Nes of the Aron and Remida and the Kruvim and Remida. And for the Gemara, Nisim b'roi kachoshim, Nisim b'roi kachoshim. We only count Nisim that are on the outside where the Yidin can see it. But Nisim that are inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't count that. Freyti Gemara, Yochi Nami Lechem HaPanim, that's warm. Nami Nis Degavayi. That's also inner. It's also inside the Heichel. That is also inside the Heichel. And the Mashal says you could have answered that one's the Heichel, one's Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. Yochi Lechem HaPanim Nami Nis Degavayi Hava. It's inside. And the Gemara, no, Lechem HaPanim Nis Degavayi Hava. Lechem HaPanim is called Nisim of outside the Heichel. Why? Damar HaShlokish. Mind the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Al Shulchan HaTahar. That you put the lechem upon him on the Shulchan HaTar. Actually, this past week's parashah's Emor. Ala Shulchan HaTar, what's Tar mean? Tar, mechlal shu tamei. Tar is mashmah, it could become tamei. How can it become tamei, Shulchan? The halacha is that a keli is not moved. The asur l'nachas, not movable keli. Halacha is, it doesn't become tamei. Kli eitz asur l'nachasu, it's a kli eitz, because it's made out of wood covered with gold. The gold cover is not counted, because it's bottled to the wood. And a wood keli is hukash to sak. It says, "Kol kli eitz a beged aray sack." Just like a sack is movable, a kli eitz has to be movable to old mekabel tumah. So why the shulchan mekabel tumah? You always leave it in one place. And the Gemara answers. So it's for the first part inside. Kli eitz v'lo nachas, kli eitz asur nachas, and mekabel tumah v'chayitz v'lo tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. It's not chayitz v'lo tumah. And melame, the Gemara says there, shemagbiim oisoy lele regalim. Used to pick it up for the oil regalim, and there's one gerus in Rashi. They took it out of the heichal, and they picked it up. Look at how much Hashem loves you. Because when you take off the lechem upon him, it's just as hot as when you put it down. Shnemar losum lechem choyim v'yei melachoi. The same one. Losum lechem choyim v'yei melachoi. You take it out and show it to everyone. Show how hot the bread was. And Akaponim, so this is also a Nisa de Barai. And this is the end of, we just learned all the ten Nisim, and some more have not a Kasha, but we just went through all the ten Nisim. Now, there's a little Kasha with Lechem Aponim. They said the Nase that's warm, how do you know? Because it's inside. So you have to say they brought the whole Shulchan outside to show the Eden, or brought it to the doorway. It was movable, like the Mara says, and therefore it was shown. L'chari the Kahanim ate the Lechem Aponim. So they saw it was hot, they brought it outside, they brought the Lechem outside. So some say that it was only hot while it was on the Shulchan. Once it came off, it wasn't so hot. Or they say the nace was, even though it was sitting on the Shulchan, it was hot. But it is a kasha that the Achrayim deal with. Back upon him, those are the Nisim so far that we learned, the 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash.